This isn't the abolition of tariffs, just an extension of a truce. Measures originally imposed under Donald Trump on national security grounds were lessened by Joe Biden's administration, but the current president has stopped short of removing them altogether in order to preserve the long-term viability of the US's steel and aluminium industries, which provide jobs in places such as Pennsylvania and Ohio, states which could be crucial in the race for the White House next year. Last year, the World Trade Organization declared that these tariffs were against global trade rules. Benji Hire, Washington.